For those of you who've never seen anything like this before, you might wonder, this is very strange. Start a fire in the middle of your living room floor and smoke up the place, and what is this anyways? This is a one of the subsidiary devotional practices performed by Vaishnavas, devotees of Vishnu. This is just an explanation of what's the role of what we just did in the life of a practicing devotee of Vishnu or Krishna. The primary activities for the living entity, the purpose of this human form of life, is to reawaken our dormant, now forgotten, eternal relationship with the Supreme Person. That's our mission in this human form of life. The soul's objective, the purpose of creating the human form of life is that. And in different ages, there are different practices. Most effective in this age is chanting and hearing the holy name of God. That's our, and then from that, other direct devotional practices. Direct being in contrast with subsidiary. Direct devotional practices. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, etc. The nine direct processes of bhakti help us reach that goal. Then there are subsidiary. This is one of the subsidiary practices. And it has to do with, the subsidiary practices have to do with the embodiment of the soul and the commitment, the renewed commitment of the soul's journey through this human form of life, through its different primary stages of existence towards the goal. Each of those samskaras or stages where spiritual subsidiary practices are performed are marking a point of transition in the soul's journey. Just like it's, for example, a real easy one to understand is the phases of the sun. There's nighttime, and when night meets the morning, that's a juncture. And when the morning meets the afternoon, that's a juncture. When the afternoon meets the evening, that's a juncture. There's called Sandhi. So similarly, there's in the journey of the soul, there's junctures as a point that marks this position from that position, and then there's a juncture. And at those juncture points, auspicious activities are performed. Now, this one in particular was Anaprashna, where prior to this particular position, in the fifth month of the child's life, the soul's embodiment within a particular body, prior to that, the child is depending upon the nourishment coming from the mother's body. And then this marks, separate from nourishment from the mother's body, nourishment from grain coming from the land, coming from earth, and other products of the earth. So it marks that separation of or the stage, moving from one position to the next position. And each of them, each of the samskaras, where there's some ritual like this, then there's it's marked by auspiciousness. Now, what Lal Gopal performed is according to a book written by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, amongst the six Goswamis. He's particularly knowledgeable in the rituals of deity. How you do things. That's what tantra means. The performance of some activity. How you do deity worship. How marriages are to be performed. How to observe Janmashtami. It's a how-to manual. How to do the things that are parts of a life of devotion. So these samskaras are described in Sat Kriya Dipika by Gopal Bhatta Goswami specifically. They spiritualize fully the portions of the Vedas that are what we know as Karmakanda. For those of you that don't know what that term is, they're a portion of the Vedas that deal with, in a religious way, how to achieve desired goals, material goals. The ambitions or the desires, the longings of the living entity for something, how to achieve that in a religious way. And many of them are related to household life, because most embodied souls become part of a family. Some remain renounced, and these rituals don't have the same import, but they have special import for householders, particularly in Karmakanda rituals. So in the Sat Kriya Dipika, Gopal Bhatta Goswami explains, with numerous references, that the same rituals, you could say, he doesn't use this word, they're mirrored, or the rituals within the Vedas that are Karmakanda have their spiritual counterpart for Vaishnavas. Say specifically, where there's mention of various devatas, or mention of Ganesh for removing the obstacles for achieving material benefit, or the digpals, the protectors of the directions to make ensure auspiciousness for a particular function, and so on. Vaishnavas don't invoke those personalities, rather they invoke the Supreme Lord, or the associates of the Supreme Lord, or the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord. All auspiciousness is invoked in that way. And within the mantras that were recited at the beginning, these are the mantras given by Gopal Bhatta Goswami in Sat Kriya Dipika. They're not the essence. The essence is the essence. And the term that's used in Sri Brahma Samhita is Gona Dharma. Gona means subsidiary. That's how Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati translates it. Subsidiary. They're supportive of. And the essence, they're supportive of the essence. So they help. And therefore, conscientious Vaishnavas often perform these rituals. Now, just for sake of clarification, except for three or four, Srila Prabhupada did not bring them to our attention very much. Of course, weddings, religious wedding is one that he brought to the attention of the those that got married. And Upanayana, or receiving of mantra diksha, is something that Prabhupada gave. And funeral ceremonies were also observed. And Garbhadan Sangskar was also something that Prabhupada mentioned in a number of times. The importance of purifying the consciousness of would-be mother, would-be father before conceiving a child, so that a qualified soul is attracted to take shelter, and then the qualified mother, qualified father can then give care to take that soul back to Godhead, the real responsibility of parenthood, taking a soul back to Godhead. And that means throughout the stages of life, then these subsidiary activities are helpful. They help nourish the essence. I'll just repeat it. The essence is the essence. So our practice of Krishna consciousness, just as we did during this practice, we called upon names of the Supreme Lord and His pure devotees. This Mangalacharana, the prayers that recited when offering grains and ghee into the fire, they're reciting the names and the pranam mantras, the invoking mantras to our disciplic succession and primary deities, Madan Mohan and Govindaji and Gopinath, the primary deities that we worship, and so forth. So the sound vibration is invoking that auspiciousness, as with the Brahma Samhita prayers that we chanted. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, in its various aspects of how Govinda is the, as we heard last night, the immanent. Is that gentleman here today? Immanent. Right? And from the immanent comes everything else. So Govinda is that immanent. And we respect him, or we bhajami, we worship him. We adore him for that, the various ways in which he is, from him comes everything. So the presence of this sound vibration, the offering of oblations into the sacrificial fire, the kirtan, the assembly of the Vaishnavas, create that auspiciousness. Just as Lal Gopal was saying, it's for the passage of the soul to his auspiciously onto the next position. And so the parents have invited all of us to come and help bring auspiciousness into that nice situation where the soul is journeying on to the next stage, living now a bit more independently from nourishment of the body, from the body of the mother, to grains and so forth. So that I was asked to speak on what's the role of these sanskaras, the Vaishnava rituals. They're helpful, and the detail, like, you know, the various procedures that were followed here in the beginning, some of our devotees have been trained in this. There's a school in Mayapur, the Deity Worship Academy, Mayapur Academy, like it's called, and persons who wish to can study these things for 4 months. And 1 whole month, I know somebody who's there. 1 whole month is dedicated to this, learning how to do these things. Another whole month is how to worship the deity. Another whole month is how to prepare various offerings for the deity, cooking primarily. And a whole other month is just the qualities of a brahmana. Whole month. So the idea is, out of the 40, 50 students that take the course every year and every year and every year, to populate the Hare Krishna movement with people that understand these things very nicely, and then they can go back to their respective places and perform and also make sure that the standards are upheld in their local centers, and over the period of time, a properly educated and trained set of devotees. You know, specific with brahminical functions, these kind of functions. And they follow exactly, in fact, what I just described to you is taken from the introduction to Sat Kriya Deepika by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, which is the text, the primary text that this Vaishnava Academy, Mayapur Academy, follows. And last, Jiva Goswami in his Sandarbhas describes these things, these subsidiary practices, have their full effect or the efficacy when accompanied with the chanting of the holy name. The subsidiary have their full effect when it's connected with the primary. So that's what we do. Like, just as one example that comes to mind, when we, when Prabhupada had us engaged in the installation of the Krishna Balaram deities, it was a 3-day Pran Pratishtha ceremony organized by the Goswamis of the main temples of Vrindavan, and it was done right in that little courtyard in the temple compound. And simultaneous with what they were doing, we were having 24-hour kirtan. And Prabhupada's point in his quarters was that's the real creating of auspiciousness prior to the installation of the deity is the chanting of the holy name. In the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes an introduction that's in a very quick way summarizing like a gloss of Lord Chaitanya's life. We spoke about Lord Chaitanya last night. And Lord Chaitanya, the Anaprashna ceremony that we just did for Sri Jiva was performed for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And along with the Anaprashna ceremony is the placing of paddy and placing of coins and placing of scripture and placing the child on his belly in front of these three things to see which one he's going to reach out for. Guess which one Lord Chaitanya reached out for? The scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, right away, and embraced it to his chest. And in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life, that his biographies describe, his Anaprashna was performed right on Jagannath's chariot. And it was Jagannath Prasad that was fed directly to Bimal Prasad, his Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And there was no hesitation, he just went right for the Bhagavatam. Didn't even pay attention to the other things. So it's a standard practice that's followed, in other words, amongst Vaishnavas. So thank you all for coming and blessing this occasion. We got a full house on a weekday. And smoke clear too. I'm a little worried about this thing catching fire. The flames were going up. Jamuna Jivana was looking. But it was okay. Is any discussion? Anyone wants to bring comment or question or something? Yes?
You mentioned last night the seven elements of creation.
No, the seven layers of the universe. There's different, there's more than seven elements of creation.
Okay, but I guess, like fire and air and earth and water.
You want the list?
Sure.
Okay. There's a verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna speaks of eight and going from gross to subtle. Earth, water, fire, air, and sky or ether, the Sanskrit word is akash. Within the sky, air moves, or space. And then there's three other subtle energies, mind, intelligence, false ego. And Krishna says in that verse, Bina Prakritir Ashtada. These make up my, Ashta means eight, Bina means separate. They make up my separate energies, material energies. Then the next verse says, aside from these, there's another, which is my spiritual energy. And it's a living entity. And then he says, both are from me and Everything in this world is made up of the combination of these two, matter and spirit. And I'm the controller of both. He's the imminent.
Right. So when the samsara happened, we were participating. There was earth. And,
yes.
And, you know, fruit of the earth.
Yes.
And there was,
yes.
Water, and there was
fire.
Fire.
It sure was. The smoke.
And then there was the smoke, which a lot of times represents the ether.
Yeah.
And then the mind, false ego. And
that's us. That's where we were. That's the coverings of the soul. But yeah, we're using the elements naturally. In the, actually, it's making offerings unto the source of those elements by using the elements.
Okay. Right.
Offering palmfuls of Ganges unto the Ganges to worship the Ganges. Offering unto God that which is God's.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. And with the accompaniment of sacred sound, sacred mantras. So by sound, we're awakening the soul's consciousness of unto whom these items are being offered. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Suja?
So, today morning there in the Bhagavatam class, you described, in the purport it was there, like a king, Prithu, did all the regulative principles before he started to initiate the sacrifice. It says like that in the purport.
Yes.
But just wondering, that, what is that regulative principles?
It's called Purva Sangskar. It's preliminary, before you do something, you prepare yourself. And that, you know, depends on the practices. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, this is a detail. You like details. So everyone else can turn out, tune out, she likes details. The detail is, in each of the four Vedas, there are similar type of rituals, although the mantras may be different. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami selected from the Samaveda, a portion of the Samaveda, for the rituals for Vaishnavas and for followers of Lord Chaitanya. The rituals were slightly different mantras. Slightly different meaning, were the words of demigods or the words of Ganesh, he replaced with the words of the names of Vishnu, or the names of Vishnu's devotees, like Vishvaksena, the commander-in-chief of Lord Vishnu's army in Vaikuntha, who doesn't even need an army, but he's got a commander-in-chief. So, like that. Now, what the rituals were, back to your question, the prior to the ceremony itself that King Prithu observed, doesn't say. It could be this or that or the other. But the category under which it falls is Purva Sangskar. Prior. Is that all right?